This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
3 weeks from now, the Texans will be on the field against the New Orleans Saints opening the 2019 season. Football season's upon us. It's here. It is 100% here. You will not go another Saturday without college football. You're going to have Miami versus Florida, I believe, on Saturday, and it's going to be a full slate after that. Myself and John Lopez love us some college football. It's almost like Italian food and Mexican food when it comes to college football and NFL football. Like, they're different, but you can't really say which one's better. It just depends what kind of mood you're in. It's almost like you're eating, like, a fat chicken Parmesan on Saturdays kids. And enjoying it. And it's then on kids. Sunday. Yeah, but you have favorite kids.
No, I mean, depends on the time and what they're doing. But you love them each so much and so uniquely that they stand by themselves. You know? That okay. Love stands by itself.
Okay, I can see that. Mexican food, though, man, on that Sunday NFL. Absolutely got to love it. But some big news in college football. Oklahoma announced that Jalen Hurts is going to be their starting quarterback. No surprise there. The former Alabama quarterback, national champion, backup last year to Tua. He's going to be their starting quarterback. And I guess there's some other big news out of college football.
Ohio State has named Justin Fields the transfer. Another transfer came from Georgia to be their starting quarterback. And those, frankly, are two of your leading Heisman candidates going into the year. I mean, there are others, obviously, but Jalen Hurts has been there, done that, and won a national championship. And now he's at Oklahoma, which, oh, by the way, has won the last two Heisman trophies.
With transfers.
And then, of course, Justin Fields was the number one player coming out of high school, ended up getting stuck behind Jake Fromm at Georgia and transferred. And that's only Ohio State and OU starting quarterback. So that's big news with the season starting up. And the official, I guess this is the one that most people rely on, the official Associated Press top 25, the last one, the preseason poll has been released. Can I interest you in the top 10?
Yeah, go ahead. And I'm just going to give you the first thing that comes to mind when you give me that top 10.
This is in order.
Go ahead.
Clemson.
They're getting Trevor Lawrence back as a sophomore, and I know that's what everyone's focusing on, but they lost a lot out of that front seven. We saw three guys go in the first round. I know Clemson's good. They're always going to have athletes. They're becoming one of the powerhouses.
They reload.
They're going to reload, but a lot of times when you reload, regardless, you're not as dominant as you were before.
There's still a curve.
And you see them slip up. There's a huge curve there, so that's something to keep an eye on when it comes to Clemson.
Number two, Alabama.
They're going to roll this year. It's going to be pretty scary what they got. Tua year two, I think that's going to be scary for Alabama. You talk about reload, that's next level reloading.
Three, Georgia.
Stacked.
Yeah.
Absolutely stacked. You got the quarterback that could be the number one pick in the draft, depending on what he does. Got to replace a couple running backs, but we know Georgia, they basically just throw any running back out there, and he's an NFL player.
For Oklahoma.
You just heard it, Jalen Hurts, you know, a transfer. The last two Heisman Trophy winners were transfer quarterbacks at Oklahoma. Don't know if he fits in the system as well as Kyler Murray and Baker Mayfield did, but he adds an element. He's basically a running back that plays quarterback that can also throw a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see what he does. But it should be noted, Oklahoma is replacing four out of five offensive linemen from last year's team, as well as the best receiver in the Big 12 in Hollywood Brown.
Five, Ohio State.
They're too stacked. I don't know if anyone in the Big 10 can compete with them. I mean,
they can lose their entire starting 11.
And then all of a sudden they just bring guys in there and they do it. I mean, I thought last year was going to be the year that Michigan finally got them, but they just completely pimp slapped Michigan. They are the kings of the Big Ten until further notice.
Six, LSU.
Ed Orgeron year three now for Coach O? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. They got some talent. They think they got their quarterback. They're going to be tested week two against Texas in Austin. So you're going to see two top 10 teams collide. But it's going to be interesting to see Coach Orgeron, because last year you could say they surpassed expectations. This year, I think it could be an opposite effect the where the expectations are high and he's setting himself up for
the
failure.
The biggest criticism for Ed Orgeron, wherever he's been, has been the actual coaching.
It's kind of important, isn't it?
Once he can recruit his ass off. Did it at Ole Miss. He's done it everywhere he's been.
Had USC, a little help.
USC had a little help. But so this is going to be an important year for him. Seven, Michigan.
I mean, my gosh, I want to say they're stacked, but until they beat Ohio State, nothing matters.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You know that in Ohio, in Michigan, there are a lot of fans that are Michigan Wolverine fans that they would literally be willing to lose every single game as long as they beat Ohio State. So until they beat Ohio State, nothing they do in Michigan and in Ann Arbor matters.
They have a one game season. 8, Florida.
I have no idea. I know they're facing Miami this week. They're mm-hmm. a 7-point favorite against Miami. I know there's a lot of talent. I know McElwain had a good first year, not so good after that. They got a lot of talent, but I don't know about Florida. I know the SEC East, if you are stacked, you're in good position there if you are the Gators, but I just don't know about Jim McElwain right now.
9, Notre Dame.
I love Brian Kelly. I know a lot of people get down on Brian Kelly, but I absolutely love Brian Kelly. You saw their defense last year. I think Notre Dame is going to be good.
I think their defense is going to take a step back.
Okay, because they lost big man in the middle. Mm-hmm.
They've lost a couple
tackle.
Of players and their defensive
coordinator.
They
lost Love, too, his corner.
Right. And 10, your Texas Longhorns.
I think it's going to be a big year for them. I think this is probably going to be the best offense that Tom Herman's had. The transfer portal helped them out significantly when it comes to the offensive line. I think Ellinger's going to be good, but I think the thing to keep an eye on when you're talking about Sam Ellinger is – the way that he plays, there will be a game where Sam Ellinger will get hurt,
yes,
or he will be hobbled up. We saw it with Tim Tebow at Florida. That's going to be the key. I think they're going to come out and beat LSU, but I could see them slipping up because that's kind of a
you
Tom Herman thing.
You compare him to Tim Tebow?
I said the way they run. The way they run.
No, I'm just giving you a
hard
time.
No.
Two teams from Texas are in the top 12. Texas at 10, Texas A&M at 12.
Texas A&M, I think, is going to beat Clemson. I'm starting to drink the Kool-Aid on Texas A&M beating Clemson.
Can I interest you in 2 stats?
You can interest me in 500 stats.
The first stat is this. The 1-7 is Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State, LSU, and Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Each of the last 5 national champions have come from the top 7 in the preseason poll. So Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State, LSU, Michigan, who's your national champion? If that holds true.
If what?
In each of the last 5 years, the okay. national champion has come from the top 7 of the preseason poll.
Okay.
That top 7 this year is Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, Oklahoma, Ohio State, LSU, and Michigan.
All right, this is chicken-ish by me, but I would take Alabama.
Not really, because Clemson is considered a better team than Alabama right now.
Yeah, I just think
which is bizarre.
I just think in the trenches, Alabama's probably going to be a little bit tougher. Clemson's going to have style, but I think Alabama. But if you had me pick out of the top 7, I think Alabama, and I think only 2 of those teams will make the playoff.
I think I would have to go.
You got to go Bama, right?
I think Bama's going to slip somewhere.
Really? Well, they'll slip, but you can slip when you're Bama and you can still make the national champion. We've seen that, a championship
just
game.
To be different, my 2 are Bama and Georgia. I'm going to say Georgia. I think Georgia, if they beat Florida and they play A&M, by the way, here's my other stat. Texas A&M plays the number 1, 2, and 3 teams in the country. And, oh, by the way, the 6
yeah.
as well.
Yeah.
They play 1, 2, 3, 6. No one has played the top 3 teams in the preseason poll in the same schedule since 1975.
It's going to be fun.
Here's another little interesting, it's not a stat, but a little interesting tidbit. If A&M loses to Clemson and Georgia, they could still win the SEC West.
For sure.
And get to the post to the playoff with 2 losses because Clemson's out of conference and Georgia's in the East.
Yeah, and I mean, if you lose to Clemson and Georgia and you win the SEC West, I think you deserve to be in the playoff if those are your only 2 losses.
Because then you will have beaten Alabama and LSU.
And that's the one thing that this playoff, this new format, the 4-team playoff mm-hmm. has done is that it's made these non-conference
games. It rewards games, stronger schedules.
It rewards it, and you don't get punished too much because usually all but 2 teams have had a loss in this college football playoff, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken. So it's not like you lose and your season's over. You're still alive in this. And the Clemson game is going to be a challenge. This is the other thing about Clemson. I don't want to say nobody's talking about this because people are talking about it. Jimbo Fisher's coached against Clemson like the last 10 years.
Yeah.
Maybe even 15. Like going back to even when he was the coordinator at Florida State, he knows Clemson. He knows Dabo. As a matter of fact, since Dabo has been the head coach, I think he's coached against him every year maybe, if I'm not mistaken, based on how the ACC is laid out. So he knows this guy. He knows Dabo Sweeney.
I think A&M,
they got a chance.
A&M's going to have a better defensive front than Clemson, which is sounds weird, but just you
now
watch.
That is something nobody's talking
about. You watch.
That's definitely something nobody's talking
about. Nobody's talking about
that. Pick up sleeper playoff team outside of the top 10.
Outside of the top 10?
Not A&M. Don't include A&M.
Okay, don't include A&M. A sleeper playoff team outside of the top 10. I would say you got to go with Oregon. You got the that's 11, so it's barely out of the top 10. But you got a guy who could be the number one pick in the draft, and you know, really, if you look at that, you know something that's not in that top 25 for the first time in a long time.
What's that?
USC not in. It's the first time in a long time that they've been out. Pac-12's kind of down. I mean, it's kind of down. And when Oregon, if they get it rolling, you got the better quarterback. I think that would be your outside the top 10 potential playoff team.
You're in the same neighborhood as me, but I was going to say Utah.
Okay.
Utah is, I think, number 14.
It's one of the most underrated coaches in the country,
so
by the way.
So good. And I'm double-checking, and I'm right. They don't play Oregon this year. So that could be really, really interesting.
It would be in the title game.
It'd be in the title game. So Utah, Oregon.
They always play that title game on like the Friday too. It's always really weird. The Pac-12 doesn't really have that primetime thing.
Yeah. Look for Utah to make a little noise.
Okay, so we both pick Pac-12 teams, and again this Saturday, Miami versus Florida. It's a 7-point line. Florida, a top 10 team. So keep an eye on it. J Lo and I love us some college football. So we got you covered here on Houston Sports Leader Sports Radio 610.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.